Sick Day. A Star Wars sequel trilogy fanfic. Written by Imaginary Golix. Read by Black Glass. Rey sneezes, and instantly looks so indignant that Poe has to bite his lip savagely so as not to laugh. She looks like her body has betrayed her. It's kind of adorable. It's less adorable when she doesn't emerge from her room the next day for breakfast. Finn and Poe exchange a long, worried look, and then Finn knocks gingerly on the door. Rey, he calls. Are you okay? There's a long pause, and then Rey replies, sounding very wary.
No. You can come in, Finn. But nobody else. I mean it.
Poe shrugs at Finn, and Finn shrugs back, then slides the door open just far enough to slip inside. Poe leans against the wall beside the door and starts listing all the things he wants to tinker with on Black One, an old habit of his to make waiting less onerous. He can't hear anything from inside Rey's room for a long time. At last the door opens, and Finn comes out, looking very worried. Poe, he says quietly. What does the Resistance do if a fighter is ill? Poe blinks at him, has a sudden blazing realization of what the First Order probably does when its troopers are ill, and reaches out to pull Finn into a reassuring hug. We get medical to dose them up, wrap them in blankets, and feed them soup, he tells his friend firmly. That's all. Finn relaxes with a sigh of relief. Oh, he says. All right, then. Where do I get soup? Got the flu, does she? Poe asks sympathetically, as he lets go of Finn. It's been going around. Tell you what, I'll help you gather supplies. I take it she doesn't want to go to medical? She doesn't want to leave her room, Finn confirms. Well, as long as she's not in any danger, that won't be a problem, Poe says soothingly. Come on. You go get a couple of big thermoses of soup and tea with honey from the mess hall. I'll run down to medical and get cough medicine and a couple boxes of tissues. Meet you back here in 10. Finn's shoulders go back, and he nods firmly. Got it, he says, and goes jogging away towards the mess hall. Pogan's after him for a moment, then trots off on his own self-appointed errands. Rey doesn't want to let anyone but Finn into her room. Poe tries not to be hurt, knowing that while he's Rey's friend, it's not the sort of soul-deep connection she has with Finn by any means. But after a few minutes, Finn pokes his head back out and says, plaintively, I don't know how sick is too sick. She says you can come in. Please? Poe shrugs and follows Finn in. Rey has the lights down low in deference to her watering eyes, and has holed up on her bunk, wrapped in every blanket she owns, with her saber staff easy to hand. The thermoses and medicine and tissues are arrayed around her. As Poe comes in, she sneezes explosively and then glares at him. Poe decides to stay back by the door and not tempt fate. First things first, he says, keeping his voice as low and soothing as possible. Have you got a fever? Rey sniffles angrily.
I don't know, she says.
Poe glances at Finn. See if her forehead feels hot? He asks. Finn leans over the bed to press his hand to Rey's head. Rey glares weakly, but leans into his touch. Maybe a little, Finn says after a moment. But not burning. Not burning is good, Poe says, nodding. Finn pets Rey's hair tentatively, and then beams when she makes an approving noise and presses against his hand. All right. Throat sore? Yes, Rey says bitterly. Tea, Poe says, nodding towards the thermoses. Good for what ails ya. Finn hands Rey a thermos. She gives it a dubious look, then takes a long sip. After a moment, her eyes flutter closed. Oh, she says quietly. That's nice. She takes another long sip, settling back more comfortably against the pillows, mounted up against the wall. Okay, she adds. What else? Well, soup, obviously, Poe says, nodding at the other thermos. Also, drink a lot of water. Warm showers are your friends. And? He turns and opens the door for BB-8, who rolls in with a triumphant chirp. BB here has just gone and downloaded half a dozen holos for your viewing pleasure. Best way to spend a sick day, as far as I know. Curled up watching holos. Ray gives Poe a long, searching look, and then she smiles.
Will you watch them with me? Both of you? She asks tentatively.
Finn plops down beside her immediately, wrapping an arm around her shoulders. Ray leans against him, head on his shoulder, and sips her tea. Poe takes a moment to run through the things he has to do today, decides that none of them are so urgent he can't put them off, or do them on his datapad while half-watching holos, and crosses the room to settle on her other side. Ray snuggles further into the wrapped blankets and Finn's arm, shoulder nudging against Poe's, and Poe grins at her and nods to BB-8. Give us John Sterling, Scourge of the Spaceways, he says, and BB-8 chirps and starts the holo. You guys will like this. It's old, but it's fun. Good sick day entertainment. All right, Ray says, and takes another long sip of the tea. And then, very quietly, under the sound of the cheerful opening music of the holo, she adds, Thanks. Thank you. No problem, Finn says, hugging her a little tighter and nuzzling his face into her hair. Poe smiles and pats her blanket-covered knee. Our pleasure, he assures her, and settles back in to watch the holo, warm in the knowledge of a job well done. End of story. Thanks for listening.